goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
It's Friday at noon. How could you not smile when you hear "When Love Goes Astray"? It is Friday at noon, as I said. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. I have devoted the month of March to Money March. Last week, we talked about the new temporary alimony statute in New York. Today, we're going to talk about mortgages with my good friend Gino Paone. And next week, we will be doing... Next week, we're going to have my oldest friend in the studio. And hopefully, we'll talk about some money aspect of taxes and estate planning. But we may just fool around instead. And then March 25th, the day before my birthday, in case any of you want to send cards... We're going to talk about bankruptcy, and then we'll get back in April to touchy-feely stuff, which I prefer to do. But people want to hear about money, so we're doing money. I'd like to welcome my good friend Gino. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Larry?
I'm great. Tell us about yourself.
Larry, before I tell you and your audience about me, can I tell them a little something about you?
If you wish.
I was actually... Oh, maybe. I don't know how many years ago it was. But I was here on one of your debuts on the radio.
Yes, you were.
And
this is when Giorgio was doing the show and I was a guest.
Be careful what you wish for. The ratings went off the roof. You know what I mean? And now look at you now. You have your own show. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm a mortgage banker and a mortgage broker. I've been doing it for over 12 years. Work at a very good company called Guard Hill Financial Corp. We have excellent relationships with our reps, which is important nowadays with everything that's going on with the credit crunch.
Well, let's give the disclaimer first. Gino handled my most recent refinancing. So, you know, I think he's great. I will not tell you what my rate is because I've been sworn to secrecy. But I will tell you that he was able to handle she who shall not be named. And I have to tell you, I did not want to deal with her, for obvious reasons. And Gino was able to cut to the quick and calm her down and reassure her. And with the understanding, he was very clear that he was my friend, but that he was a businessman and doing what he was doing. With that disclaimer out of the way, now I have the basic question. What is the difference between a mortgage broker and a mortgage banker?
Okay, well, a mortgage banker is someone who lends their own money. So all your major institutions, all the banks that you know about, they bank loans.
Okay.
We have the ability to do the same. So as a mortgage banker, I would take a file in, it stays in-house, we process, underwrite, and close that loan, and then sell it in the secondary market. So it never leaves our four walls.
Okay.
A mortgage broker, I guess, should be looked at more maybe like a travel agent, you know, who has the best airfare, you know, who has the most direct flight. I can broker out to all the investors that are out there and fit the client or the borrower with the best bank for their needs. I would always like to keep it in-house if I can.
Because that was what I was going to ask.
We have more control. But if there's a benefit to the client, by all means, we would broker it out.
Is it an easier process to get approval when it's in-house, or is it harder?
I think so. Because, you know, you have your underwriters, you have familiarity with the people you work with. You know, you always know your products better than every other product. But what's unique about my position, there aren't many brokers and bankers in one shop. As an example, if you were to go to Chase Manhattan Bank and they could not do your loan, they're not going to turn it over and send it to Wells Fargo.
Right.
That's not how the industry works. So having that flexibility is very helpful.
And you can go to all of them.
I can go to all
of them. Or you could stay in in-house.
Yeah, we have pretty much everyone. If it's out there, we have it.
Many years ago, when my brother was still alive, he had this idea for a business. The business was called, like a bridal registry, it was a divorce registry. And his tagline was, "'Cause somebody's gotta go." And the reason I'm having you in today is because in a divorce, somebody's gonna go. And if you're like me and you're near, God willing, near the end of the process, and maybe you're out in a rental, that house is going to be sold, or she's going to buy me out, or I'm going to buy her out. If she buys me out, I'm going to use that money and Gino's money to buy another place. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to use Gino's money to pay her off. That's why Gino's here today. If you have questions for Gino, our number here, 877-480-4120. Tell me what you do when you're dealing with divorced couples.
Well, the first thing I do is I try to get to know them a little bit, you know the personality. I don't want to get too involved in the process, Larry, but I think I have to have somewhat of an understanding. Because obviously no one knows more than you. It's a sensitive time for everyone.
Of course.
And I usually rely on, it's usually one person who refers me. So I have to overcome the obstacle of thinking that, you know, I'm in bed with the person who referred me rather than looking at both parties equally.
Okay.
So it comes down to a trust thing. And I take the time to do that. And I always try to assure them that, listen, you know, this is the best transaction for you. I'm not going to get involved in the process. I'm only going to take the paperwork that I need to require to get you guys to where you need to be and try to get the best deal done for you guys.
And do you pre-approve people?
I do. We pre-approve people. What's interesting with divorce is a lot of times each side wants to keep something private.
Only sometimes? How about right. All the time?
Well, I mean, there are, more often than not. And it's interesting. Because when you fill out a mortgage application, you have to put the income and the assets on that application.
Right.
And if it's a joint application, they have to go on together. So a lot of times I have to meet each client separately because they don't want it, you know, intermingled with documentation.
And just so everybody's aware, sometimes, like in my case, we did a little refinancing, number one, to take advantage of the lower rates. Number two, to give us cash to finance our divorce. So we actually had to work in tandem.
Yes.
Which was not a pleasant activity.
Yes, but hopefully in the end it benefits both. And again, in your situation, if I may, it was common sense because why would you want to pay a higher interest rate when you could pay a lower interest rate?
It was common sense because it put more money in her pocket and more money in my pocket.
Absolutely.
You know, not that we had the world's worst rate, but that's something that we can talk about. I am here today with my good friend Gino Paone. If you need a loan, call Gino Paone. Gino, how do people reach you?
Well, the best way to reach me is by my direct line, which is 646-519-7583. Or you could always try them on my cell, which is 917-325-2409.
That's great. Listen, everybody, if you have a question, and it doesn't have to be about divorce, you know, Gino is involved in all sorts of mortgage transactions. It's just that I brought him in here today to talk about the divorce aspects. But if you have a regular question, please give us a call, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Take the money and run, Steve Miller Band. I am here with Gino Paone talking about mortgages today. You know, take the money and run. What we were greeted with this morning was the news of a earthquake, 8.9 magnitude in Japan, and the tsunami that followed it. I keep thinking about Nostradamus and the Mayans. You know, they say the world is going to end December 21st, 2012. Now, it would seem to me that while you might not want to take the money and run, you might want to take the money and live.
Absolutely.
So, you know, my heart goes out to everyone in Japan. And, you know, it's a terrible, terrible thing. They're finding bodies all over the place. I just heard on the radio on my way up today. So let's take that money and let's spend it. But now I have, you know, she who shall not be named and I own a house, and that house is now on the market for sale. Tell me about fire sales.
Well, this goes back to way before I was a mortgage banker or broker. I remember as a child, someone in my family, it was my uncle. He bought a house, and everyone said, "How'd you get the house so cheap?" And it was because the couple who was selling was going through a divorce, and that was the big score. If you had a couple that was getting a divorce, that's the house you wanted to buy. I think...
And that's because?
I guess you got to liquidate. Yeah, I'd like your opinion, Larry. I mean, I think from my point of view, I would think common sense prevails, and you'd want to sell it for what it's worth, but I guess that's not reality.
Well, everybody has their own motivation. Now... ideally, we would like to get as much money for this pink elephant as possible. Okay? We would. But, you know, she's afraid because she needs this money for the rest of her life. I have a motivation of getting rid of it quicker.
Right.
So when we recently got an offer on the house, she didn't want to make a counteroffer. It didn't matter because the guy who made the offer didn't want a bargain.
Right.
So we were in no position. But certainly her motivations and my motivations are completely different.
Right. Now, the only time there's not a fire sale is when one has to buy out the other. Then they want overappraised value, which is also an issue that we run into sometimes.
Funny you should say that. Without mentioning names, I sent someone to you who was buying her husband and wants to buy her husband out of the house. The problem was the appraisal that we had was 2 years old.
Correct.
And it had an, shall we say, an inflated value in today's market.
Absolutely.
And frankly, I didn't think that the client could qualify. Not that I'm an expert in the field, but, you know, I've been doing divorces for more than 30 years, and I have a somewhat of a feel.
You get a sense.
Right. But I can't say, oh, we want to pay less for the house because we want the husband to pay based upon this inflated, unrealistic price.
Right, and a lot of people don't understand that. It's let's take divorce out of it. I have another uncle who, growing up, he always had his house.
I love Italian families. We have you got uncles
families.
For everything.
Yes, we do.
Is he Petey or Paul?
Neither one, okay. But I do have a Petey and Paul.
Okay.
And, you know, taking divorce out of it, he always had his house on the market. And if his house was $600,000, it was always listed at $850,000.
Okay.
And I would always say, if the person does come along and takes the bait, it still has to appraise. So even if you enter into a contract to sell a house that's worth more than what it really is, and you say, wow, that's great, I'm doing well on this house, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get approved, because an appraiser has to go out and appraise the house. A bank then has to underwrite that appraisal.
Right.
Otherwise, they're not going to close the loan, or that person has to come out of pocket with additional money. So it doesn't happen. So you need to have a realistic idea of what the house is worth.
You used the word. You've used it a couple of times. And let's make believe I feel like I'm on cross-examination with an expert. Let's pretend I'm in the third grade.
Yes.
What is underwriting?
Underwriting is taking the information that's provided, as an example, pay stubs, borrower's income, their assets, their credit, and an underwriter goes through that documentation and they issue an approval, or they set it up to send to a bank for an approval. So underwriting is the process of looking at the documentation to achieve your ultimate goal. In this case, it would be a mortgage. You know, there's underwriters with insurance companies. They underwrite, you know, your health, your blood test, et cetera.
Life insurance.
Right.
Okay. Had a question. I forgot what it was. Oh, Susie Jones has two little babies. She doesn't work. Husband has a business. She gets the house. Okay. Now she's going to get alimony, or as they call it in New York, maintenance, and she's going to get child support. Do those factor into the mortgage review process as opposed to a W-2 income?
Absolutely. You can use that income, child support, alimony, to qualify for a loan because it's income. You have to prove that there's things that you have to prove. Number one, you have to be receiving it for at least 12 months.
Okay.
You have to...
Have to have had it already, or it's going forward?
If you got a divorce this month...
Yes.
You can't use it. You could use it 12 months from now, one year from now. So you have to receive it for a year.
Okay.
And then you also have to prove it, and has to go out an additional 3 years. So if you're receiving child and alimony for 10 years and it's going to stop in the 11th year,
right,
and you're buying a house now,
you're okay.
Well, it has to continue on for 3 years to use it as income.
Okay.
So depending on where you are in the process is whether you can use it or not. There's an right on the application, a mortgage application, there's a question. Is there child support? Is there alimony? And so you can use that for qualifying income.
Now, as a payor, will that be my obligation beyond my mortgage application as well?
Absolutely.
Along with my car loan and my whatever?
Yes, it goes down as a liability. It's a debt. It's something you have to pay. And that will affect your debt ratio.
Okay. Now, I know from listening to you talk over and over again that in your 12-year career, you've never had a default on a mortgage?
Yes.
That's great. That's some statistic.
Thank you. I'm proud of that. They do not fall out of quality control. But I think that's more gathering information up front and knowing what you can do and what you cannot do, you know, dealing with people, not putting people in homes that they can't afford, you know, going the extra mile. It's very important. And it was always important to me, but with everything that's happened over the last 3 or 4 years, I hold that very close to my heart. You know, I'm proud of that.
That's great. Hopefully I won't break your record.
Well, let's clarify, Larry. I don't know what happens. Sometimes a loan is sold, and then after it's sold,
I mean, you don't care.
We only have so many statistics. I still think I'm pretty perfect, but I can't guarantee it.
Okay, I'm here with Gino Paone. We're talking mortgages. Give us a call, 877-480-4120. I am Larry Bloom, the host of The Divorce Hour here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Moni Moni. I'm going to be honest. I don't know who does that song. I think it's the Grassroots, but I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, listeners. Call in. One thing you should know about my guest. The man is fantastic at karaoke. He has some voice, and he does the classics. Sinatra, Bennett.
I had a duet partner.
Yes, it was fun. We did have a good time that night.
We were good, Larry. We brought the house down.
We should hire ourselves out.
We sang a very appropriate divorce song. We sang Mrs. Jones.
That's right. And Mrs. Jones. We have to remember that, Sam. Me and Mrs. Jones. Billy Paul. Okay, we're here with Gino. And tell me how people's credit change during the divorce process. I know how mine's changed.
Well, a lot of times there's one primary bill payer in a relationship.
Okay.
And quite often, if there's bad blood going through a divorce, one can, I don't want to say sabotage, but maybe neglect their obligations.
But doesn't that sabotage their own credit rating?
It can, but again, it's maybe it's to the point where one is trying to buy the other one out.
Okay.
And one is more financially stable than the other. So the one who's trying to buy the other one out may not now have the credit scores necessary.
Okay.
So you don't always have to have both partners on a mortgage application. You can just have one.
Okay. One thing I noticed was that when you did mine, you never told me my credit score. Not that I want it on the air, but is that common? Or you just say, oh, it's good enough?
No, I thought I did. I'm sorry, Larry. I'll let you know. I remember that you had excellent credit, which is...
Well, that was then.
Which is a good thing.
That was then. This is now.
Yeah. Normally, I mean, the FICO scores and the qualifications with credit scores has really changed. It used to be if you had over 620, you could find a home. And then that bumped up to 680. Then with the credit crunch, most investors like to see over 700.
Okay.
If you're doing a no-income verification loan, a loan where you're not showing income documents.
Right.
A lot of the investors now want to see over 720 or over 740. So credit's extremely important when you're going through a divorce. It's definitely important to make sure you stay on top of it.
And I guess it would be a fair statement to make that most people going through a divorce, both the husband and the wife, their credit ratings are going down because in an economy like we have now or like we've had for the last couple of years, two people can't live alone as cheaply as they live as one.
It's a great point. And I see it. I see it often with credit reports. I see 10, 12, 15-year history of great credit. And within the last year or two, you see the scores dip down. And that weighs on your credit heavier. The more recent a late, the more it affects your credit in a derogatory way.
Now, companies been, I don't know what the word to use, but sensitive to what's going on in the economy? Or are they just concerned about lending money and not getting it back?
No, I mean, they're definitely sensitive. Just so much has happened. So much has changed. The guidelines now are so, you know, much, they're more strict. I mean, look, it's a pullback. Things, it was the wild, wild west, you know. You could get any loan approved. It's ridiculous. You people with
no, I never understood. Well, with 98% financing on a house, that never made sense to
Larry, me. Not too long ago, with a good credit score, you could walk in and borrow 90% to $1 million. Walk away with $900,000 without showing, you know, your assets or without showing your employment. I mean, it was getting ridiculous. So there's a big pullback happening now, where, you know, the guidelines are a little more strict. I do think it's starting to open up some, but they want to make sure that they don't repeat all the bad things that happened, you know, over the last, let's say, 6 to 8 years.
Okay. I have found, both doing the show and talking to people in general, that there are a lot of people who used to be in your industry.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that it's gotten stricter, right?
Absolutely. In the last 5 years, if you put on any reality TV show, you would see that they either worked as an originator, a processor, a mortgage underwriter, a mortgage closer.
No,
that's when you know the business is saturated. But
oh,
a lot of people are out now. One of the main reasons, again, guidelines, knowing the guidelines.
Guidelines, I imagine, are a federal and state mandates that say what you can do and what you can't do, what
correct,
you can be paid and what you can't be paid.
Correct.
Okay.
And also now we have to be licensed as mortgage brokers, so you have to take an exam and pass. So I was able to do that. So
good
I
for
think,
you.
Thank you. But a lot of people that weeded out a big chunk of mortgage brokers that probably shouldn't have been in business in the first place.
Is that like the bar exam where every state you have to take another test?
Now, yes, you do. We have to take a national exam called the SAFE exam.
Okay.
And then for every state that you want to write a loan in, you have to be individually licensed for that state.
What a pain.
Yes, it is.
What a pain. Ooh.
But one of the good things about the company I work for, if someone calls me, you know, and I may not be licensed in a state, but I have no problem turning that over to somebody else who is licensed. So at least we could accommodate the borrower.
Okay. That's good because you also have other people in your office who are doing what you're doing.
Sure. There's other people in our office. We have, you know, other branches, et cetera. So It's nice to know. If we can do the loan, we'll let you know up front. If we can't, we'll certainly let you know. But we're licensed in a lot of states.
Now, if I were doing what you were doing, but I worked for, say, Chase Manhattan, would I have to take those exams?
Yeah, it's a great question. You do not. But
That stinks.
But we have the same job because the person at Chase Manhattan is a loan officer. I'm a loan officer. We both fill out the exact same application. But you know what, Larry? The way I see it, I got to be honest. I don't mind taking the exams. I've been doing this for over 12 years. But when you go back and you study, you still learn something. And the way I saw it is, let me just pass my exams, and down the road there'll be a bigger piece of pie for me and my company, you know, for the fallout that's going to happen. So,
okay.
Yeah, but it is still a little bit of a pain in the ass.
Is it like a road test where you take it once and you're done? Or is it like the vision test for your driver's license where you have to keep taking it?
No, you take it once and you're done, and you have continuing education going forward.
Well, we have that too, so that's not so terrible.
It's not so bad. You know what it is? It's figuring out the questions, Larry. I don't know who's writing the questions, but you know, when you answer them, you could throw away two answers right away. That leaves two.
It's multiple choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then at least two. And you can make a case for both, you know. So I think on some of the state exams, they almost try to trick you.
Okay.
But if you study and you know what you're doing, you'll be fine.
Well, I can honestly say I haven't taken a licensing exam since 1983.
But you did take the bar.
That was the bar. That was my second bar. That was the New Jersey bar. I took the New York one in 1979. I'm showing my age.
And how difficult was that?
It was really difficult 5 years later. 5 years, but, I mean, you've seen me heavy, you've seen me thin. Studying for the bar exam in 1979, I must have lost 60, 70 pounds, and I was on the Dunkin' Donuts diet. And then 5 years later, as a newlywed, I put on weight. So go figure.
Right.
We are here with Gino Payone. We are talking mortgages. Please give us a call, 877-480-4120. Pick a topic. We have things to talk about here on mortgages. I know you have questions out there, so give us a call. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
At Elwood Blues. Who's making love to your old lady while you've been out making love? What a great song. I know I say that every week. Mortgage rates were pretty low when I refinanced a year ago.
Yes.
Still as low?
Not as low, but it's still a great time to buy a home or refinance.
Okay.
Anytime, I mean, geez, rates were down in the fours, low fours. And they're still in the high fours, low fives. You know, the market changes every day. But
right.
You know they're low when you talk to someone from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And then it makes me laugh sometimes when the rates do change a little bit and they go into the upper fives or lower sixes. And people say, oh, the rates are so high. I'm like, so high. Money's cheap.
No, I'm trying to think. I bought my first house in 83. So what was my mortgage rate? 8? Something like that?
Yeah.
8%?
Yeah.
Not 8% now.
And even before that, I mean, there were times when I wasn't in the industry, but, you know, I heard of 12, 13, 16%. It's crazy.
Now, earlier today, I spoke about Nostradamus, and my producer corrected me. The Mayans did not predict the end of the world. They predicted the end of the 20,000-year calendar cycle. Who knows what will happen after that cycle's over, because the Mayans aren't around to tell us. But Nostradamus, I'm going to make you Nostradamus. What's going on with the interest rates in the next 24 months?
24 months. I don't think we're going to see too much of a change. I do think eventually the rates will go up. But that's been the safe opinion for everyone because they're so low. They kind of only can go up.
I can't imagine that it would be any lower than they were a year ago.
You know, Larry, I agree, but I have to tell you, I've been doing this now for a long time, and they've been saying rates are going up for the last 8 or 9 years, and they've just been low. You know, we live in a different world now with the economy, with disasters. A lot of things could push the rates down. I don't know. I hope they stay low. I think the general public or homeowners have hit a threshold of how rates can go. I mean, it's kind of like car financing. You get 0% financing, 1% financing.
I'm waiting for negative.
Well, they even have that now with furniture, right? Don't pay us for the first 2 years, and then you can pass. This is my own opinion, but I don't believe that rates can skyrocket too high. I don't think we have the tolerance.
I think you're right.
Doesn't sound right.
No, I agree with you. It doesn't sound right. Sounds like we have a caller. We have a caller on line one whose name is?
Susie. Hi, Larry. It's Susie. How
are
you doing?
Hi, Susie. You know, if you were listening earlier, you know, normally when instead of saying Jane Doe, I normally say Susie Smith. But I can't do that anymore. So I called her Susie Jones.
I heard that. I heard you. Thank you. But I do have a question for Gino.
Okay.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, Gino. I'm not in a position to refinance right now because I own my home. And I refinanced, I think, about 2.5 years ago. So I'm not looking to do it again because I can't afford the closing costs. So, but I have applied for home modification.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know any, you know, how much you know about that or if you could speak to it, but I've basically been given the runaround on, you know, being told my paperwork's not in, I got denied, and then I called back to find out what paperwork, and they told me, oh, your paperwork's all here. I mean, it's just been ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
Can you speak about that?
I'm a little bit. It's a completely different division, like, but I can tell you that your frustration is met by a lot of people. I actually wound up refinancing a lot of people who tried to go through a modification, because a modification, I think, sounds good. You know, we'll modify your loan, we'll make it easier for you. And in reality, I think the process is very difficult. How far into the modification process are you?
Well, after applying about a year ago, I just found out I was denied again, and they're telling me again because lack of paperwork.
Right. I just don't think the process is easy.
So they went through my paperwork, and now they're saying, oh, well, this is outdated. You're going to have to send us all new stuff. So they'll let me go into appeal. But I have to send them all. It's like I'm reapplying for the loan. And then you get placed at the bottom of the list. It's ridiculous.
Right. And all documents have a shelf life. So as the more time passes, you always have to update your documents. You know, I think,
and I would imagine you also have to update your appraisal of your premises.
Absolutely. And rerun the credit. Again, I'm not an expert on modifications. I can just, I will tell you that to me, the easy modification is someone who owns a house that's worth $600,000, they owe $250,000, and they want to modify. Well, that's easy for someone to just say, okay, we can do this. I think for the people who need to modify, it's very stressful.
Okay. Well, I can confirm that.
I'm sure you can.
If you ever want to just, you know, run a scenario about refinancing or something, feel free.
Just give a call.
Okay,
if
great.
You need a loan, call Gino Payone.
Now,
I certainly will.
Did you use a modification, like someone who, a company that does modifications, or did you take this on your own?
No, I'm doing it through my lender, Bank of America.
It's amazing, right? A big lender like that, you think the rules would be in place for you to be successful, but I know it's very difficult.
No, and then they don't even call you and tell you what your status is. I said to them, how come nobody ever told me I was denied until I called to find out the status?
Incredible.
And they said, oh, nobody ever called you?
Wow. Good luck.
Unbelievable.
All right. Thank you.
All right,
Take
Susie.
Care.
Thank you
around,
so much.
Larry.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're talking mortgages. So modifications is something that happens after the loan has been given, and you're out of the process by then, right?
I'm out of the process. You call your lender who holds the note, who holds the mortgage, and they modify your loan. So maybe they'll lower your interest rate.
Well, let's say you banked a mortgage as opposed to brokered it, and you financed it in-house, and Guard Hill hasn't sold it yet. Would you be involved in that process then, or you still wouldn't be involved?
No, it's a great question, but we generally sell pretty much, you know, a week to 30 to 60 days after the loan closes.
No kidding.
Like most banks. Yeah, you make a loan, you sell it. And the reason for that is all banks have warehouse lines. The more that you clear your warehouse lines of money,
right,
the quicker you do that, it gives you more lending power in the future. They'll increase your lines. So, you know, there aren't many portfolio lenders out there. I do have some that I work with.
Okay.
So they'll make that loan and hold on to it.
All right.
And sometimes that's good because you can get exceptions to run a loan if they're going to hold that note or hold that paper. You know, they're more inclined to maybe do something that a bank who needs to sell the loan is not willing to do.
Okay. And, you know, I've had mortgages where they hold the loan. I've had mortgages where, you know, they flipped them.
Well, sometimes they even they sell the loan, but they keep the servicing rights. So it may be sold. They notify you. You think it was the same bank, but in reality, it's been sold to somebody else. They're just holding on to the servicing rights.
Oh, my God. It's a strange business. I like my business where, you know, you go in, put on the gloves, and go at it. But when we get back for our last segment, I want to talk about
filing the application and about some pitfalls that might exist from the divorce perspective, because you don't want, you want to puff when you're making a mortgage application, but you don't want to puff when you're on a divorce, in the middle of a divorce, or you're, dare I say, planning a divorce. Does that happen? I don't know. Yes, it happens. Okay. Again, if you want to call in like Susie, our number here, 877-480-4120. Gino, tell us again how people can reach you.
Okay. Well, my email is gpaone@guardhill.com. I'll spell that out. It's gpaone@guardhill, GUARDHILL.com. And my direct line is 646-519-7583.
Great. Okay, we're going to come back in a minute talking about the application process or anything you want to talk about if you call in. This is the Divorce Hour on Money March. I am your host, Larry Bloom, talking with Gino Paone on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
For those of you out there who think I don't know any music that was made subsequent to 1980, that was Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms.
It's a great song.
Good for divorce. It's good for divorce. So, the basic application, when do you do no income verification and your standard application? What are the circumstances?
Yeah, this is a great question. It's a big misconception about full income and no income. The belief is that if you can't qualify full income, just go no income. And that's completely wrong.
Okay.
It's actually illegal. That's not what you do. A no income verification loan is really for someone who has very complicated tax returns. Someone who it's hard to document their income, but you have good sense or through other documents like assets and credit, you can make a decision because it is believable that this person makes this income and can make their mortgage payments.
Because they've been making all these other payments and have acquired all these other assets.
Right. They've been making payments. They have businesses with complex tax returns, but you see that there's a lot of income going into their asset statements, deposits coming in, you know, payments going out. So you could make a case that that person is very qualified to make repayment on that loan. But, you know, you just can't say, all right, well, I can't show my income. I'll go no income.
Well, what about the self-employed divorce attorney?
Well, yeah, again, that's something where the government stepped in. It would have been nice if the government, because you're allowed to write off on your taxes.
Right.
You know, there's a big pool of people in this country who are self-employed, and they're very aggressive in writing things off on their taxes. And it's okay to do that. Now...
Okay.
Now, you know, it's kind of like the rug was pulled out from under a lot of these borrowers. So what I'm seeing is a lot of people are starting to declare more on their taxes to give them a little more control going forward if they're going to buy a piece of property, you know, a second home. They want to show more because they know that the banks are going to ask for this documentation.
Showing more on their taxes. Oh, my God. And who would have ever thought?
You could touch on that next week. Right?
I may do that next week. But certainly, I always tell my clients, you know, when they talk about their deductions and things like that, my response is, you know who got Capone, don't you?
Oh,
IRS. Nobody else could get him but the IRS. So you got to be careful. Now, I'm always looking for a smoking gun. You know, that's the greatest thing in the world when you get a smoking gun. I had this guy, and I saw his Swiss accounts with eight-figure deposits and eight-figure withdrawals. Had no idea what he did. But he claimed his income was only, during trial, he claimed his income was, I don't know, $60,000, some ridiculous amount of money. But on his application for a rental apartment. This was a rental. He says, I made $500,000 a year. Aha! Smoking gun. I'm concerned about people who are inflating their income to get the loan.
Well, there's due diligence done now. That's, you know, again, that's why you have to document things. There's checks and balances along the way. It starts with me. I'm the loan officer.
Right.
I have to do fact-finding with the client. It has to make sense. If something comes up, I have to address that right away. We then hand it into our company. We have processors and underwriters who have an eye for things like that. And then remember, if we're brokering it out, it goes to a bank, and the bank underwriters there are going to look at it. And whether that's an inflated appraisal, which, you know, was a big problem in the industry, whether it's someone claiming that they have a primary residence when in reality it's an investment property, you try to address that and catch that up front. And if necessary, you have to decline that loan. You know, you don't want to involve yourself. You know, there's enough good loans out there and good, honest people. You know, you don't really have to involve yourself with people who are trying to beat the system.
But people were greedy.
People were greedy.
And everybody was greedy.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, the mortgage industry has taken its lumps, but I still do feel there's a lot of very good people out there. You know, it's like,
and I imagine the weeding out process has gotten rid of some of the bad ones.
It's going to help, and you know, going forward, I think you're going to have more professionals.
Gino, we're just about out of time. Tell our listeners one more time how they can reach you.
Yes, the best way to reach me is my direct line. I work at Guard Hill Financial Corp, 950 3rd Avenue. My direct line is 646-519-7583. Again, that's 646-519-7583.
Gino, next time you come in, we'll do some duets. Is that all right?
I would love to, Larry.
Okay, good. I'm planning a party.
You don't want to give a bar or two right now, Larry?
No, I'm planning a party on the air. I can't tell you when it is, but I'm looking forward to it. I believe we'll have things to celebrate. Tune in next week. Paul Millman will be here, Taxes and Estates. Week after that, Ed Niger talking about bankruptcy. Stay tuned for my good friend Tony Martinetti, who will be talking about nonprofits.
Thanks, Larry.
It is the Divorce Hour.
Thanks again.
I am Larry Bloom. Thank you, Gino.
and we are here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.